Okay, this is Kenji here, and thank you for joining us for Planetary Light Meditation 10. We are still in the midst of the big change, as you know. And many, many people are being triggered, as you can tell by the news. So in this first video webinar presentation on the Planetary Light Meditation series, we welcome you. Video-wise and audio-wise, and we hope this will be a wonderful visual experience for you today. So the world is still processing the effects of the back-and-forth lockdown process, if you want to call it that, and social distancing, misinformation, etc. And I'm sure you all are very familiar with these levels of disinformation. Who and what is believable today? Is what is being narrated true or not? And this is what we have to come to within ourselves. And how do I trust my common sense and intuition? What am I to make of my future? Is there even a future for this world? Do I want to even live in this confused world? These questions and more will be addressed in the presentation and custom activation. And as you know, as a reminder, we each are the creator of our experience, and we each have the innate power that's inborn of free choice in what to believe in. We each can release our stress and anxiety about our future, our relationships, our career, and life path. We each are sovereign beings of consciousness, and as we choose such, we become it. Your expressed intentions for today will determine the guided custom meditation that will be spontaneously presented to each of you personally, as if I was in the room with you personally, as we journey together on these other levels in the light of understanding and truth. So be prepared for another amazing gathering of souls as we spin the cocoon of light around the planet. And of course, we will be assisted, as always, by the Great White Brotherhood, Sisterhood, Alpha and Omega, Great Central Sun, in the divine presence of Gaia, New Earth, Earth 2, not the old Earth. Your ancestors, your family members and pets, as always, are most welcome to attend, as are the new millennial generation. Okay. Give me a moment here. I'm going to the chat. If any of you are having body issues, please post it in the chat. We will address that. And especially if you have concerns about your life path and what you're going to be doing next month or after the election in 3 months. Okay, we're going to get started. Okay, so as usual, gently close your eyes. And begin to relax the body. Let go of all the confusion in the world. Let go of your neighbor's confusion. Let go of the distress in your community, in your city, and in your state. Breathing deeply in the presence, coming into the here and now, being very conscious of your body, being conscious of the space around your body, the space above your head and below your feet and in back of you. Now, breathe into any part of your body that's holding stress from this world situation. It could be unconsciously your belly, it could be your low back and your base chakra, it could even be your feet, it could be your brain, it could be top of your shoulders. Let go for a moment anything that's going on in your household. Oftentimes also our homes are elevating in its vibration as we elevate. So things may come up in your home that are needing repair, replacement, upgrades. So we're going to ask the spirit of your home to join us in this activation. Okay, relax your fingers, relax your toes, relax all parts of your face, including your jaw, your forehead muscles. And feel as if your body is sinking into new earth. We're going to ask your inner child to be present for this activation. Continue to breathe deeply, activate the four pillars of light. We're going to call in the Council of 14. The entourage, that includes beings from through the great central sun, and those that work with the grid system, the planetary grid system, we are calling you forth. We're calling forth the presence and alignment to and with Prime Source and our I Am Presence. And feel the power when two or more are gathered in my name. Breathe deeply into that power. Call forth your counsel. We're going to call forth Sanat Kumara, Babaji, and Metatron, and all those of Christed awareness that we call the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. And as we gather together as a collective, opening up our hearts and our minds to what is possible today, deep breath. And as you exhale, begin to release all energies that are not yours and all unconscious resistance to being a manifestation of the new earth and your enlightened consciousness. Breathe deeply. Take the light deep into the chest. Take it deep into the stomach area. Take it deep into the base of the spine, your neck, all parts of your brain. Continue to receive the energies from Lionsgate. continue to receive the activation from the vortex. The vortex areas that we activated in Lionsgate 8-8-2020. Allow that vibration of Lionsgate move into the deep recesses of your heart, into the symbolic cave of the heart. Take a deep breath, keeping the body relaxed, detaching from your mental and emotional bodies, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. Take that pure consciousness deep into the cells of the body, into the codons, into your telomeres, into your DNA, your RNA, chromosomes and genes, subatomic level. Breathe in divine balance for your protons, electrons, and neutrons. Into your original 8 cells at the base of your spine. Completely relaxing the hands and the feet. And allow a clearing of your feet chakras from any energies that you are holding from the earth regarding the chaos and the confusion. And at the same time, maintaining your divine sacred connection with earth too. Allowing your inner child to release any and all unconscious stress. Allowing your inner child to move into present time with the rest of you in divine harmony. Babaji wants to come through to you now in deep silence. And Babaji will work with you in helping you in any way regarding your meditation practice and regarding your ascension into expanded consciousness. So let's take a few moments, invite Babaji into your field. Now take a slow deep breath. We're going to invite now Metatron's cube into your field. Allow for an overlay of Metatron's cube. Invite Metatron into your space. Allow Metatron's cube to adjust and perhaps reset all of your light bodies, your energy fields, for a more harmonious alignment, so that you can carry these extended and ascended frequencies and vibrations. Metatron's cube. Now allow this overlay of Metatron's cube to work over time as needed. Let's take another slow deep breath. Keeping the jaw relaxed, keeping the forehead relaxed, keeping your eyelid muscles relaxed. And we're going to invite now Sanat Kumara to come into your awareness for assistance with your life path, with your ascension process. And how to more effectively and easily, without effort, manifesting your life purpose, including being in the right place at the right time with the right people, your divine destiny. Take a deep breath and allow a deep connection within the heart with Sanat Kumara. Taking a slow deep breath, we're going to shift focus now. So let's begin now to align with the pyramids of the earth. On that sublime level, of where all of the pyramids are activated and harmonized with each other in relationship to the grid system of the earth and the new earth possibilities. And allow this alignment to affect your chakra system and your nadis and meridians and your brain function. Especially the power that comes through the pure state of the Great Pyramid in Egypt and the Sphinx. And also aligning with the nearest pyramidal structure and or sacred vortex area nearest to you, physically speaking. Feel the power of the great mountains of the earth. And the sacred lakes upon the earth. And even the sacred caves within the earth. Allow for an activation of your pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. Okay, let's take a slow deep breath through the body. Now, let's bring focus in the very core of your brain. Allow for your divine consciousness, your I am, to begin to integrate more deeply into your brain, your crown chakra, your heart chakra, your solar plexus, and into the base of your spine. And within your brain, within the core of your brain, envision 12 sacred chambers, or 12 vortex areas, or 12 cosmic chakra points that are being gradually activated and harmonized with your ascension process, to where eventually your body will begin to very naturally express the power of the 12 dimensions. So just simply feel harmony in your brain. Feel divine balance and the awakening of your innate potential through your DNA. And as you allow this gradual activation, you will slowly begin to release yourself from the old matrix. And the reincarnational cycle, and the veil, and the ring pass knot. Allow for the activation of the 12 sacred chambers within the heart chakra. And focus now into and through the solar plexus, envisioning the activation of your divine mandala that contains 12 points of light, your solar plexus contains worlds within worlds. And can express all 144,000 levels. Of manifestation in divine right timing. So allowing your solar plexus, your heart, and your brain to be aligned in a deeper way now, in a more harmonious way, allowing for that divine flow of the power of infinity, the eight. And allowing all of that to affect the spiritual channels within your spinal column. Take a deep breath through the spine. Bring that light deep into the spine. Allow the spine and the brain to begin to initiate rejuvenation. Regeneration. Resurrection. And rebirth. Allow your spine to naturally make adjustments, naturally and gently. Now, align with Earth 2 through your feet. And all the possibilities within Earth 2. Now, allow the hands to activate to the 12 dimensional flows, interdimensional flows. Reconnect your creativity channels to your hands, to the chakra points within the hands. That includes your fingers and your thumb. Allowing your natural healing ability to manifest through the hands and through your voice and through your eyes. Let us now call forth those vibrations into your eyes and the optic nerve that can restore vision, and into the inner ear canal to restore hearing. Allow the brain to begin to manifest these changes. Now let us receive an upgrade for our brain. Allowing the brain to move gently and slowly into Christed awareness. and allow a deep clearing of the optic nerves. We're going to call in the violet now for your optic nerves. Allowing your true sight to be restored, your clairvoyant sight, your intuitive sight, your knowingness sight, your ability to see the truth. So let's take a few moments in silence to deeply receive this restructuring, if you will. Recalibration. Now, let's bring awareness to the base of the skull, the medulla. Allow the violet flame to cleanse and purify and to release the stress to the base of the skull. Allowing any injuries to your C1, C2 to naturally heal and restore. Allow your divine current to pass through the base of your skull. Allowing all of the muscles attached to the base of the skull to relax and soften. Now bring awareness to the space above your head. We're going to call forth Prime Creator. And we're going to, as a group, as a collective, as well as individually, again to ask for divine intervention for the situation on planet Earth, and that all truth be revealed. We ask for our spiritual anatomy to be restored to its divine matrix and blueprint. We ask for divine intervention for the elementals of the earth, the nature spirits, and all of the wonderful creatures upon the planet, all life. To be restored to their divine blueprint. And for all souls that may have lost their way, to be restored back to their spiritual center, back into their heart consciousness, back into their I Am presence, reconnected to their incarnation. And we ask for the planetary cleansing of all disharmonious frequencies and vibrations. And that the Earth be restored either in Earth 2 or in its present state to its divine matrix. And we ask for the healing, the complete healing through divine intervention of all conflicts of polarity that is upon the planet and within the human mind. And let us envision as a group, as a collective, that divine light going deep into the core of the earth, affecting all elemental life. Restoring the earth's grid system and ley lines and power points, vortexes, sacred sites. Now let us focus on this ring of light that is within your consciousness of all beings that are present here within this activation. I'm going to ask you to invite those that you know personally that are in appearance, suffering greatly from the world condition, to invite their souls into this circle of light. That includes ancestors, family members, wherever they may be, even your pets. And we invite all those on the front lines that are experiencing extreme anxiety and stress and depression and frustration. We invite you, the souls, to come into the circle of light. And all those that appear to be victims of control and manipulation, especially the children, we invite you, your souls, into the circle of light to be loved and supported, to be acknowledged. So let us hold this beautiful light of healing and blessings and grace for a few moments in silence as we all come together as one. In the name of our Heavenly Father, Mother God. And now, allow your physical body to take in that which it is ready to receive, to embrace, to integrate. For your next step. Allow the light to move throughout your spine. Breathing in now your innate ability to trust your intuition and your common sense. Breathing in the power to say, not aloud, whenever you feel frequencies and vibrations that are not of the light, that are not of divine love, that are not of peace, breathe in the power to stand in your own sovereignty and truth. Breathing in the power to be in the center of the hurricane, in that place of calm and peace. Now, let us give gratitude and thanks for all assistance given and which will continue to be given as needed, as you ask, in divine right timing. Embrace the power of your heart. Embrace the knowing of your heart. Owning your energy field, your personal space. Reclaiming your power to know and to see clearly. Now, over the next several weeks, you will be receiving initiations for your third eye from the Great Central Sun. And giving yourself permission once again to truly see. Allowing all levels of mass hypnosis, programming, and imprinting to be released in divine right timing. Allowing your I am to guide you each and every day with everything that you do, say, and be. And breathe in the innate knowing deep into the body. That your natural right as a sovereign being is one of direct divine connection with Prime Creator. Through your I Am presence. And choose now to completely trust in your future. Knowing that you are guided each and every day as you allow this. Today, I choose to be divinely guided in all that I do and say and be. So allow this very deep activation to integrate over time. Remembering to drink water. Remembering to get fresh air. And to commune with the trees. Go with the flow. Your mantra, go with the flow. So as you're ready, come back to the room, your body, more present, more awake, more alert, more alive. And continue to let go of all that is not needed anymore in your life, emotionally, psychologically, energetically, physically. Come into this now moment, refreshed, renewed, invigorated, inspired, energized, keep your energy intact. Slowly open the eyes, allow your brain to adjust. Many blessings.